Our text this morning is the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24. Then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "there," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, "Look, he is in the desert," do not go out. Or, "Look, he is in the inner rooms," do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, we are in the last days. We are not waiting for the last days. We are in them right now. It is not a matter of seeing which few items there are left to cross off on a checklist to determine the time of the second coming of our Lord. It could happen now, as quickly as a lightning strike that flashes across the sky. We must understand that we are in the last days, or else the warnings of Holy Scripture may fall on ears too full of the sounds of this world to hear the Word of God. The words of Jesus come to us today, as they do each year during these last few weeks of the church year, to warn us, perhaps to scare us, but more to comfort, encourage, and prepare our hearts and minds for these last days. Make no mistake, the words of Jesus here in Matthew 24 certainly can frighten. False Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. The elect are believers, those who've been washed with the blood of the Lamb, those who wear the righteousness of Christ himself. Can the deceptions of the false Christs and false prophets deceive you? Well, we must understand these words also in the light of Jesus' promise in John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. The promise and power of Jesus, who is the victor over sin and death and Satan, stand firm against all. But God's people should take to heart this warning so as to believe the seriousness with which it is given. Ignorance and apathy are two common ways by which people remain unaware of the last days of this world. I don't know, and I don't care, summarize how too many view the spiritual realities which surround us. Jesus shakes us out of such apathy by revealing to us the fact of the final judgment. Jesus speaks so as to teach, to lead us out of the darkness of ignorance and unbelief and into the light of saving faith in the one true Christ alone. Jesus does not speak about the mere possibility of false Christs and false prophets. He does not teach us a theory about the probability of their appearance. He states fact. They will rise. The way by which we discern such false Christs and false prophets is to see their teachings in the light of Scripture. The Bible is centered in Jesus Christ, the one who was foretold already to Adam and Eve, whose lineage is traced through the patriarchs, through the family of King David, through the Old Testament, to a woman of the tribe of Judah named Mary. It is to Mary that the angel Gabriel appeared to announce to her the fact that she would become pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the baby boy born of her would be the Son of the Highest, God incarnate. It is this baby boy, named Jesus because he would save us from sin, who grew to manhood, who preached and taught the truth of God's word in perfect agreement with the Old Testament divine writings, who fulfilled all that was prophesied of him, including his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. A false prophet or false Christ is one who tries to move you from Christ Jesus. To speak and teach of God's word, Holy Scripture, as less than God's inspired word is the work of false prophets. To speak and teach so as to deny the divine truths of Jesus Christ, the fact that he is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is the work of false prophets. To speak and to teach so as to diminish the completed work of salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ when he died for all people is the work of false Christs and false prophets. Martin Luther summarized all such heretical work in the hymn, O Lord, look down from heaven, behold. In verse 2 we read, with fraud which they themselves invent, thy truth they have confounded. Their hearts are not with one consent on thy true doctrine grounded. While they parade with outward show, they lead the people to and fro in error's maze, astounded. A contemporary theologian noted another way in which false Christs and prophets find more than enough room in the church to damage souls. He wrote, the urbane virtue of tolerance, needful and useful though it be in the sphere of the left hand, can, if practiced unchecked in that of the right hand, have the ill effect of dulling our awareness of the sheer horror of heresy. Does heresy, false teaching that destroys the saving message of Jesus, horrify us? Do we truly understand what happens when Jesus, the Christ, is changed from Savior to mere moral example, or from the unique substitute for our sins to just one more way out of a myriad of ways to spiritual fulfillment? The challenges of these last times must not find the church unprepared, neither corporately nor individually. There is a spiritual apathy that leads to tolerating that which is not of Christ, just so that we can be considered nice in the way the world desires. There is a spiritual ignorance that leads to an inability to speak so as to confess the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior. There is a dulling of our awareness of just how much heresy destroys when left unchecked and unchallenged. The Lord of the Christian Church, Jesus the Christ, does not allow us to remain in that spiritual morass. His words this morning prompt us to examine our lives, to hear his words as those which reveal to us our status without him, complacent and compromising. Yet still he speaks to us not as strangers, but as his brothers and sisters, as those whom he desires to be ready for his second coming, ready and waiting, not in fear, but in hope, to lift up our heads because he has called us as his own, the sheep of his flock, who hear his voice, who follow him, however hesitantly, however much we trip. He is here to forgive, because he is the true Christ, the true and only prophet, priest, and king. Jesus warns us about false Christs and false prophets so that we hear and trust true salvation. That salvation is found in Jesus. Your salvation is found in Jesus alone. He warns us to avoid the poison of the false Christs and prophets so that we may receive that which alone provides the spiritual nourishment we need, him. He is the living bread from heaven. He is the water of which whoever drinks need never drink again. Defend thy truth, O God, and stay this evil generation, and from the error of its way keep thine own congregation. The wicked everywhere abound, and would thy little flock confound. But thou art our salvation. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we most heartily thank you that you have caused us to come to the knowledge of your word. We pray, graciously keep us steadfast in this knowledge unto death, that we may obtain eternal life. Send us now and ever pious pastors who faithfully preach your word without offense or false doctrine, and grant them long life. Defend us from all false teachings and frustrate the counsels of all who pervert your word, who come to us in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves, that your true church may evermore be established among us and be defended and preserved from such false teachers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.